In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The man had good friends. They brought him to Jesus. They didn't just change the name of his condition and pretended that took care of everything. You're not deaf, you're hearing challenged. They didn't tell him that God wanted him like this and it made him special and unique. Neither did they ignore him or tell him it was his fault that he was like this. No, they were his friends. So they brought him to Jesus, to the one who heals the deaf and the mute. In a sense, the man did not know what he was missing out on, but they saw his condition clearly. They also saw that only Jesus could help. So they begged Jesus to touch him and heal him. Jesus took the man away from the crowd. He stuck his fingers into the man's ears. He spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and sighed. And then he spoke one word, Ephatha, which means be opened. He could have spoken right away, but he didn't. He didn't speak right away, but he employed these ceremonies to teach the man and the crowd, strange, uncomfortable ceremonies at that. Jesus invades personal space. He gets a little too close and mixes his spit with the man's. There's no question about who is serving whom. But they teach the man what will happen and who will do it. These ceremonies teach that God is not only concerned about the soul, but about the body also. He loves the body, and this is true of yours as well. So he invades your personal space. He gets a little too close for comfort and contradicts proper ethics and good hygiene. Christ doesn't do anything without a purpose. So these ceremonies teach you how deeply he loves you and how helpless you are without him. As he sighed when he saw the man, so he sighs to see that you're restricted by hearing aids and eyeglasses, canes and walkers, medications and essential oils. This is not how he created you to be. You long for the redemption of your bodies. He too longs to restore you back to his image, not inwardly only, but outwardly as well. He looks at your father and sighs. No words need to be spoken. His look says it all. He sees the weight of a deteriorating world pressing down on every part of your body, slowly constraining you. We sigh out of helplessness, but not him. He came to help. He came to heal the deaf and the mute, the blind and the lame, to remove all the frustrations and anxieties of life. He came to end world hunger and to quench every thirsty tongue, to build up all who are broken, impaired, or wounded, and to take away your glasses, your canes, walkers, hearing aids, medications, and oils, to remove your aches and pains, your weaknesses, your limitations and frailties. Dear friends, this is not a metaphor. This is what he wants to do. This is why he came. He wants to fix your body and restore your world. But the way he accomplishes this is different than what we expect. We expect him to remove the cancer right away, for our life to be lengthened. We expect food for all people, money for all who are in need. We expect our bodies not to hurt so much. We expect there to be world peace right now. We do not expect him to stick his fingers into our ears and to spit and touch our tongues. We do not expect him to get so up close and personal, to disregard proper etiquette and good hygiene. But this is exactly how he heals you. He heals you by coming to you in the word and sacrament to touch you with the forgiveness of sins. And this forgiveness removes all of your sins. And with sin removed, it also removes the symptoms of your sin. So forgiveness removes all your frailties and binds up every wound. Forgiveness sharpens your mind, steadies your knees, and quickens your feet. Forgiveness takes away your glasses, canes, walkers, and medication and oils, because these things are symptoms of sin. He doesn't just slap a band-aid on the symptom. He doesn't just bring you up to a euphoria high and then send you back out into the world only to have it wear off and you realize you still have the problem underneath. No, he gets down to the very root of the problem. He deals with the cause of all of these things, the source. By taking away your sin, he takes away these symptoms as well. It's up close and personal because he does not remain far away when he forgives you, but he comes with forgiveness. He enters into your body, for he loves your body and wants to heal your body. He sticks himself into you through into your ears through the preached word and touches your tongue in holy baptism. For every part of your body is burdened with sin. So he does not simply touch a head or the hands in baptism, but he enters into you to drive out all sin and to restore each organ, bone, and muscle. Yes, even each cell and atom. The frailty is gone. The limitations are gone. He gets a little too close for comfort. But he won't let you remain far away from him. He mingles his spit with yours, and his flesh intertwines with yours, and his blood courses through your veins. He has no regard for personal space or good hygiene. But then again, he's not obsessed with germs like we are. He's obsessed with your body. He's obsessed with healing you. And he knows only his forgiving blood, only his forgiving touch can heal. So the ceremonies in this divine service are meant to teach you all this. They're strange and uncomfortable. But they are meant to open up your eyes so you see the power of his forgiving touch. There's no wondering why we are here yet again. There's no question about who is serving whom. God is present to heal your soul and body. The kneeling, the bowing, the genuflecting, the standing and sitting, the sign of the cross, your movement from the pews up to this altar, all teach this simple truth. God is present to heal your soul and body. For those who are healed by his cross, those who are touched by God, whose hands were pierced and from whose side flowed blood, they will never die. They will never hunger, never will they be thirsty, and they will have peace, eternal, lasting peace with all men of every tribe, race, and language and tongue, with all who believed on our Lord. They will be free from every disease, every frailty, every restriction. Never again will they need hearing aids or glasses, canes or walkers, medications or essential oils. Admittedly, right now you do not see it. But soon your eyes will be open to see what God's forgiveness has done for you. Soon your eyes will be open to see what God's forgiveness has done to you. For now you believe there is no stronger medicine than this forgiveness. No greater cure than his sacramental touch. The ceremonies are meant to teach you that you are healed right now, precisely because you do not see it right now. So how blessed is the man who has friends that bring him to this Jesus here in the divine service. May God grant us such friends. And make us such friends to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.